This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
See this?
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back again. Okay, so let's just stick to live radio before we get to our main topic here. First of all, with all of the responses, again, and I'm not going to keep making my appeal to this or on this course, but for all you people on social media platforms making comments that are angry about what's going on, you need to let the 154 cities know how you feel about this in a righteous manner. For those that may be calling or watching from or listening from one of the 53 countries, Europe, Australia, the UK, you need to let other people know what's going on in your prospective countries. We don't need you to be silent right now. That's your demise. Okay, that will bring about your demise. You've heard evil prevails because good men do nothing. There's nothing that could be further from the truth. Evil prevails because good men do nothing. I'll tell you what. Fact of the matter is, if they were good, they wouldn't let evil prevail. Don't be a partaker of men's sins. To be silent when you should protest, make cowards of men. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I want to hit a couple things here before we get back to the main topic, which will be the criminal right here wants you to believe that we all want to be communists. You just heard during the break an appeals court let Biden's administration enforce vaccine rules for large employees and employers. With all of the information that the American people have now, going back to our friend, the attorney that said the courts are not going to put a stop to this because they're a part of the problem. Not all of them, but most of them. Okay? They're cowards. They're a part of this alliance and this covenant of death, Isaiah 28, verse 18. Americans, it's your opportunity to stand up and play the men and play the women. And the reason I'm saying that is because what the courts are doing here, what they are in fact doing, again, and you heard this through the mainstream media, the appeals courts lets Biden, let me say it the way it should be said. The appeal court, who's not making reference to constitutional law and condemning the wicked and justifying the righteous, is advocating for the wicked when it comes to treasonous Joe Biden and the disgraceful Joe Biden and his administration to enforce that which is administrative law, which was never delegated unto them by the people. That's how, if you had a constitutional attorney here, that's exactly how he would have said it. It's the purpose of government to restrain men from sin, not to create crime. Sin is the transgression of God's law, 1 John 3:4. Okay? And all those that are opposing it, they said that they're going to take it to the Supreme Court. Look what you have on the Supreme Court. Unelected bureaucrats and globalists. I mean, one of them is responsible for queerifying Harvard, Alina Kagan. She never judged a case a day in her life. Look at the illegal immigration situation, which I'm going to hit in just a moment. Isn't it interesting that you have Sotomayor there appointed just in time, who's a globalist? Remember the Obamacare? Remember all that Chief Roberts there, Supreme Court? Isn't it interesting how he created a tax out of that, removing law out of sight and out of mind? This is what you're going to get. This is why the people must, in agreement with our attorney friend, stand up and deal with the corruption and remove it. Folks, judges don't have a right to violate the law. They need to be removed, too, and it applies to them, to the highest courts, and every branch of government in the United States of America. Now, this is going to continue on until you stop it. So don't sit there and complain about what you tolerate if you don't want to do anything about it. But what they're doing right now is completely illegal. I just want to make clear that everybody understands the illegalities of what's going on here. You also heard during the break how this administration feels that illegals should be compensated if their families were broken up when they got into the United States of America. I just got a lady your candor. Have you taken the time to understand what happens if you go into Mexico illegally? Oh, you go to jail for a long time. You'll be fined in a big way. But they're being allured into America. You know this Build Back Better bill they're trying to sell the American people? Notice the name, Build Back Better. It's not building back anything better. It's what they're doing is they're tearing down what you know, and they're reestablishing what you don't know called a global order. And you've been warned about this for 50 years, friends. I've been in this fight for 23. If it's not in the high schools, then we're in the prisons. If we're not in the prisons, then, you know what, we're at the Capitol stairs. If we're not at the Capitol stairs, we're on the microphone. If we're not on the microphone, we're on television. Folks, we're being spent. If we're not doing that, then we're all over the country. Go ahead and check out Bradley's schedule on sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. But they just said they want to compensate illegals. They're already doing that. Did you know that this Build Back Better bill that they're trying to push through, and they couldn't get it through on Friday? Did you know that they're trying to, they got pork in that bill, and it is created to give incentives to illegals to come into America? They're being allured, enticed. They're being baited. They're being lured into America. I say allure and lured on purpose because it's both applicable to this conversation that we're having right now. But I want to show you something right here. This was just a couple days ago concerning what's happening at your southern border. Before we get to the main topic, I want you to see this. I want you to hear this. We have one of our friends over there on the border filming. And pay attention to the one that's leading the charge. He sounds like he's a Spanish individual. Does he not? Okay? And I'm going to play it for you so you can make that decision. But he's telling the American not to film what is happening on the southern border right now. He stays the course and he wins the day. I want to say one more thing before I play this piece. Do you know that all of these vaccine mandates, do you know that speaking of Obamacare, do you know that none of that applies to those said representatives in your government, both in state and federal levels? Did you hear what I said? It doesn't apply to them. It just applies to you. Does that not exhibit that they have lost their place? Does that not reveal to you and to me that they've lost their place? No longer are they working for we the people. No, they're not. They're not working for we the people. They're working for special interest groups. Let me take you to the southern border. I want you to see what's going on over there, and I will play the audio. Okay? Here we go.
About the media actually showing what's happening than the invaders themselves.
Stop recording?
Based on what?
Illegals,
based on the fact,
friends,
that this is a security point. You should stop recording.
So this is this is a First Amendment right,
sure,
issue.
Not negative. You need to stop and please move away.
So you're going to allow
move
these
away.
People to
He's
invade
Spanish,
our country.
He's Spanish, friends.
Based on whose orders?
They put the fox in the chicken coop to make sure that these illegals can come over into America.
First Amendment. You're allowing our... Look at this.
You need to please step back.
Folks, I'm going to come right back. I did not know I was up against a hard break. We'll be right back after this break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Hi, this is Bradley Dean, host of the Sons of Liberty Radio, here to share with you that our friends over at 1360KHNC.com and MyKindCBD are working exclusively with Colorado organic farmers to bring you products which contain no pesticides, no herbicides, no heavy metals, and that they are ethically sourced sourced and produced, and are independent lab certified to contain no THC. For more information, visit us at sonsoflibertymedia.com and use the code DEAN to receive $5 off of every order. Again, that's sonsoflibertymedia.com. Folks, with troubling times ahead, the ministry has been in high demand with churches and events and the such. If you'd like to book Bradley Dean in a town near you, now's the time. Please visit us at sonsoflibertymedia.com and or give us a call at 1-866-233-0747.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Folks, I live and breathe ministry. Okay, just so y'all know. 1-866-582-9933. Encourage others. 1-866-582-9933. If you want to call in, social media platforms, subscribe on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Okay? We're being censored heavily. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the top of the page if you want to join us on social media platforms and subscribe. Subscribe, okay? beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page, heavy censorship taking place. beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. You want to call in again, 1-866-582-9933. I want to show you what's happening on the southern border right now. Your military is overseeing the operation through, it sounds like a Spanish individual, which would be the appointed fox overlooking the chicken coop, as he allows them to come into America, and he's trying to censor free speech once again at the border so you don't see what's going on here. Folks, you're being overtaken. Deuteronomy 28, verse 43, I go back.
Happen if I don't?
Nothing's going to happen to you.
Okay.
I'm just asking you to
So I'm going to stand
back.
Here. I'll stand out of your way.
Sir, I need
you guys
to please
see, you guys
I need
see
you to
what's
please,
happening.
I need you to please move back.
We have five
he's
rafts
filming.
In the here.
Sir,
I they got rafts going across the water.
I'm just saying you're wrong. This is not... This is. I have a right
please,
to be here as part of the press.
And they're bussing them in, too,
order.
By the way, in air-conditioned buses.
Okay.
And the Lutheran Social Services, as well as Catholic Charities and Salvation Armies, are taking them in.
What is your name, sir? And I love you guys. I appreciate you.
I understand, sir.
I appreciate you guys, but this is...
We got a...
Okay.
Okay, we have a Spanish sergeant overseeing the illegals coming into America trying to censor free speech so you don't see what's taking place on the southern border.
This is where I'm going to
And pay attention to the northern border. You are being overtaken.
America.
You are being overtaken.
I need you to please move back to where you are.
Do you see what's happening right here? Why is there nobody down there apprehending the cartel coyote that's bringing them across? That's the question. This is what's happening in America.
See this? Well, so this is this is happening right in front of your faces, just like everything. I don't understand it. I just don't. When Bradley, you sound like you're frustrated. Aren't you? Aren't you frustrated with the apathy of the American people? Man, listen, I came from the rock and roll scene. And we used to tour all over the country. And in the process of doing that, what's interesting is I remember a band called Cinderella. And they used to have a song called "You Don't Know What You Got Until It's Gone." Americans, can I just lay this to your candor? And I'm going to take this phone call, 1-866-582-9933. Can I just ask you something? What does it look like to the world when you're called to be the responsible party to set the world straight, to turn it right side up? You're called the light of the world. Why is the world waiting on you, and yet they're in arms, and you're still sitting down trying to figure out if you're being told the truth? How many men fought, bled, and died giving you the freedoms that you have today? And if you understood that out of gratitude, you could do nothing but stand up and fight off what you see in this country. But because you don't love God enough, right? You have not the love of God in you, Romans 5:5, because if you did, you would keep up his judgments with and holding them to keep and to do them. You love God so much that you allow the gift that he's bestowed upon you through the sacrifice of millions to the history in which is behind us to the present. We've been given a gift that's been given unto us that no other country has gotten, yet we're the ones that are standing down, highlighting the crimes of the bad guys that we tolerate. And I want to say we, for I'm in this with you, but I'm not a part of the problem. I am a part of the answer, just to make clear. How do you do that? That's called disrespectful. That's not gratitude. That's disrespect. If you really, truly respected those that sacrificed themselves in giving us the freedoms that we have, 2 Corinthians 5:15 comes to my aid. We wouldn't tolerate this. We would live unto them who died for us. That's real love. We have Lisa calling in from Ohio. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, Lisa?
Hi, Lisa. First of all, I want to thank God that we are able to travel quite frequently. And we are on a trip right now, but we're on our way to the border. And we were there a couple years back. We go down to Big Bend National Park. And the Mexicans were actually had a table of wares at the Rio Grande, and it was all for sale. And if you bought it, you put your money in a jug, and then they would come across the border after you left, get the money, and then they would go right back. So I told the guy at the park that was working there what was going on. He said, yeah, we're trying to figure out a way that they can do it legally. So that you know that this is illegal, but yet they're letting them do it.
Yeah.
So we're on our way back down there now, and I just wanted to call in, and maybe this time we'll see what's going on. Maybe it's worse. I don't know. But we wanted to get down there and try this again before we can't, because we do the national park. So we're going to hope for safety, but, I mean, obviously it's illegal. The park knows it's illegal. If you get caught coming through Border Patrol with that item, you get a hefty fine.
Yep.
So, I mean, I don't understand it. They know it's going on. They allow it to go on. They're not trying to stop it. And yet they're going to fine American citizens for just, you know, you buy a little piece of trinket treat.
Yeah. Well, and just so keep in mind, it fits the narrative. It fits the narrative because we see what's going on there is also happening here. This is an international alliance because what they're trying to do is get rid of the borders from America to Canada and America to Mexico so they can create one continent so they can have control over that because they're trying to break down those borders to create, it's called NAFTA, by the way, but they're trying to create that New World Order system here and they want absolute control. So what they do is they promote crime in hopes that the people will cry out to the government for more control, and that is their end aim. And as a matter of fact, now that you brought that up, Lisa, I'm going to show a couple other things on social media platforms as to what is in fact happening, because we see in California the crime rate is skyrocketing right now. But also keep in mind, this is coming because of the said representatives there saying, listen, we don't want the police no more. Now they're crying out for more police, and yet these are the ones that didn't want them there, and they're seeing their purpose now. So, yeah, it's quite hypocritical, to say the least. But I'll let you have the last word.
Yeah, obviously, when you defund your police departments, you're going to have a higher crime rate.
Exactly.
And, you know, that's just common sense. And, you know, like I said, we travel frequently. We've seen the homeless in California. We've seen, you know, we've seen it all. And you couldn't hardly believe that the government was allowing them to do it in the national park. But now look at, you know, how far this has come. And
yep.
Now there is no border. But we're going to try to get back down there. And if I see anything that, you know, I see going on, I will definitely call you back and give you an update on that.
Amen. I totally appreciate it.
Go ahead. Just, you know, glory to God, you know, so we need prayers for safety.
Amen.
We really don't know what we're going to get into, you know. And we saw on the, you know, TV where the government was going to put the walls up that Trump had, and it's sitting there. And
yep.
Now the governor of Texas is putting up his own wall, and they won't sell them the material to use.
Yeah.
They're going to let it sit and rot.
Yeah, that's, gosh, you're bringing up so many shows here, Lisa. I got to get to it. I totally appreciate your phone call. Stay safe. You guys heard she needs prayers. We got another half hour to go here, but again, let's take heed to what's going on here. Yeah, and do keep us in the know. We totally appreciate
yeah.
it in so many different ways. Folks, listen, you guys have probably, well, you probably haven't, but there's a lot of stuff going on in social media platforms right now in San Francisco alone. In San Francisco, that's one of the cities where they said they wanted to defund the police. I showed you a video yesterday of all of those little criminals being encouraged to steal up to $900 worth of merchandise, okay, because they won't do anything to them. It's got to be $901, said your government. They're encouraging the criminals to break the law. Does everybody get that? Not being facetious, but America, your government is saying that you can do nothing to the criminal in San Francisco unless he breaks the law to a point of $901. No wonder why we're having all these flash mobs. They're being encouraged to do it. They're acting just like the ones that are giving them permission to do it. But why do the people and the masses stand back and allow them to do it? Because they must be just as corrupt as the one giving the unlawful order. And it shows you again who they serve. And it's not all of us, I can tell you that. It's definitely not all of us. Did you know that in California right now? Did you know that the people in San Francisco, there's so many cars being broken up and broken into right now? That the I'll show you a picture and I'll show you a video right after this. I got to get to the main topic, friends. It's not going to take the whole half hour. But we're going to be talking about this criminal right here, and I'm speaking of Gavin Newsom. His talking points are that, as to how he would speak to a communist nation, he wants you to believe that we're all communists. He wants you to believe that he was actually voted in and reelected by the people that, in fact, just recalled him. This is the machine at work. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Again, we'll be right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
You USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. New evidence shows that a practice known as test to stay works to keep children in classrooms safely, even if they've been exposed to the virus that causes COVID-19, said CDC Director Rochelle Walensky.
In the test to stay protocol, there's increased testing of close contacts after a COVID-19 exposure. And that testing needs to be at least twice during the 7-day period after exposure. If exposed children meet a certain criteria and continue to test negative, they can stay in school instead of quarantining at home.
A federal appeals court is reinstating the Biden administration's vaccine or test mandate for companies with 100 or more employees. The U.S. Court of Appeals for the Sixth Circuit in Cincinnati made the ruling Friday after the mandate was blocked in November by a lower court. This is USA Radio News. It is now widely conceded that America's 20-year war in Afghanistan, the longest in our history, was a tragic bungle of monumental proportions. However, we're just beginning to learn that the final phase of the war was disgraceful in its own appalling way. However, Joe Biden's National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan on Friday said we safely and effectively drew down in Afghanistan.
For the first time in 20 years, there are no U.S. troops in harm's way in Afghanistan this holiday season. We safely and effectively drew down our diplomatic presence. We lifted tens of thousands of vulnerable Afghans to safety in a unique American example of capacity, commitment, and sheer logistics.
The Agriculture Department is providing up to $1.5 billion to help school meal programs weather the supply chain crunch, Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack said on Friday. This is USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
I just want to say one thing really quick to those guys on social media platform. By the way, I have a lot of friends that are police officers that are there upholding the enumerated laws found in the Constitution. Let's not be calling them names, okay? I mean, let's grow up. We're a little bit beyond all of that, friends. If it applies, go ahead and apply it. But we don't need to be using words about police officers. That's not applicable to this conversation, okay? If they're what you say they are, then magnify the law against their crime. That's what preserves our freedoms, to establish righteousness and peace within the gate. Isaiah 51, verse 4. But don't be calling them names. Got a lot of friends that are troopers. Got friends that are sheriffs, military police. Okay, they're all good guys. Matter of fact, if they weren't good guys, you wouldn't be here right now. Okay, we have more going for us than we have against us. And even if it was just one man and the Lord standing, it would be that they are standing in the majority. Okay, so we're called upon right now. This time calls upon us to respond to the issues at hand. It's certainly not my job, and it's never been the fruit of this ministry to stand back and do nothing but highlight the crimes of the bad guys. No, I'm showing you the bad guys. Americans, you know who the bad guys are. I was just highlighting during the last segment what's going on in San Francisco right now. Do you know that in San Francisco right now, friends, that there are so many car thefts going on? Here, I'll just give you the report. You can see it for yourself. You can hear it for yourself, because this is incredible. And yet, they want you to believe that Gavin Newsom was re-elected by the people that just recalled him? No, that's called communism. Check this out.
Half of car break-ins all too often. Windows smashed, glass shattered. But now some people are getting so fed up, they're leaving their trunks open, hoping that'll at least spare them the hefty bill to get it fixed.
Call it the price of parking in the Bay Area. Bracing for a break-in.
This is the city that doesn't want
cops.
People
here at least try to be persuasive, writing, please use the door, or just flat out beg, please don't break the glass, nothing inside. Yet it still happens, sadly, even while you're driving, just waiting for the light to turn green. This smash and grab happened 2 weeks ago in Japan.
Yeah, folks, just so you know, visually, what's happening is these criminals are literally, when they'll wait for people at the stop sign in San Francisco, and they'll break their windows and steal out their content from their cars. This also happens in a disarmed city, I suspect, right? But this is what the governor is advocating for, and the mayor in that particular city. They don't want any more cops. Okay, well then let's start with your armed security detail. Let's remove Secret Service. Why, Americans, do you suffer this abuse? I know not.
Trunks left open in broad daylight in Oakland. A witness writing, imagine having to clean out your car and leaving it open, just so people won't break your windows.
It doesn't really surprise me.
Oakland's Deputy Interim Police Chief Drennan Lindsay says it's the first she's heard of it, but it's happening in San Francisco, too.
Wow, we're in different times. That's unbelievable.
Former SFPD Deputy Chief Garrett Tom says in his
criminals
close to 40
a green
years on the
light
force, he's never seen people
to assail the people,
calling it an invitation for a disaster.
You can steal your batteries. You can go into your glove compartment, find out where you live.
I noticed the windows aren't all the way down, so it still presents the risk.
Yeah, I mean, if they leave their trunk open, some cars, depending on what kind of car you have, you still can get inside to the interior.
The San Francisco Police Department has reported a 32% increase in car break-ins, paired with a 25% increase in auto burglaries.
Okay, so these are the cities that are saying they want to defund the police. What is it? It's a green light for the criminals to go to those cities. And guess what the criminals are doing? They're going to those cities. Oh, and don't forget about the reinforcement they're getting from the governor there, because they released tens of thousands of felons, criminals from the jails, back out into the streets. Oh, and keep in mind, they were released after the beginning of this pandemic, and they were also released back under that of the criminal foreigner, sodomite, Barack Hussein Obama. And for those paying attention to that case, did you see what Joe Arpaio from Arizona just found out? He's been telling the people this for, 15 years now? Barack Obama is a foreigner. And he just proved it again. This just came out last week. Okay, so everything that criminal did while he was incumbent, notice how he came out of nowhere, by the way, and he raised $250 million just like that. No, he was installed, and yes, he is a foreigner. Everything that he did, folks, it can be not only redacted, it can be removed and disannulled, everything that he did according to his tenure. Because, again, it was standing in stark contrast to the U.S. Constitution regardless. So let me get over to this. This is the main topic, and it's highly offensive to me, and hopefully you're going to find it so as well, in actually bringing about a resolve concerning what's going on. This is the long arm of the machine at work, the Gavin Newsom re-election fraud, okay? This criminal here, he wants you to believe that Americans all want to be communists. Now, before I show you this video, I want you to listen carefully. If you've not taken the time to see the movie from the 1930s, which was premised on actual facts, named Mr. Smith Goes to Washington, do yourself a favor, because back then, the said politicians did not want you to see this movie because it exposed their nefarious activities, to say the least. Okay? Check out the movie Mr. Smith Goes to Washington. And again, it is just, it's outstanding to say the least. Now, what I want to do is I want to bring you over to Gavin Newsom. I want you to remember that he was just recently recalled by 1.5 million individuals in California. Not only that, but they also tallied 250,000 illegals who also jumped on board and said they wanted Gavin Newsom recalled as well. Why? Because they want a part of the American dream. They don't want lawless dictatorships. Well, we should just go back to them and then ask them the question, well, do you realize that you violated the law by coming in here illegally? Then they would say, well, it's that Gavin Newsom that gave us a check and those mayors in California that gave us a check to come in here to be here. They allured us. They lured us in. They baited us in. They enticed us. Right? Again, this is incredible. And somehow or another, when these crimes and these criminals act out, how is it that the mayors and the governor are not held accountable for the crimes? Well, if you look at federal codes, oh, big time, they're responsible. They're big time responsible for the crimes that are committed by those that they are baiting into America. But listen to Gavin Newsom, and I want you to listen carefully as to what this criminal had to say. Because he is giving the talking points that our laws condemn. Don't forget that. Our laws condemn what he said the people in California said yes to. I also want you to remember that we have major voter fraud going on in this country. And why the reason, well, the reason being is I called it the big arm of government or the machine, it's because it's the mainstream media that put him and reinstalled him into the position that he is in now. And don't you think for one moment the people in California voted him back in. Nope, they just recalled him. So let's get over to Gavin so you can see what this little good communist has to say. And I want you to listen carefully to his talking points. You ready for this? Let's go.
Good evening. Here's we are enjoying an overwhelmingly no vote tonight here in the state of California.
Overwhelmingly, 63.9% of the people in California allegedly said no to the recall. Baloney. You can't find one person in their right mind in this country that would say, I want some sort of a tyrant to rule over me that will remove all of my freedoms. Find that person for me. Get them on the radio for me, please. 1-866-582-9933. Friends, you're not going to find them. Oh, we got a hard...
During their most important
something's going on here, guys.
When you switch and bring your own device, we'll
something's going on here.
$1,000.
So what we're going to do is we're going to go back. We got a... I don't know what we got going on, but we have something... it seems that we just got... Okay. Okay, so we're going to go right back to this, friends. Here we go.
It's not the only thing in Silicon Valley and beyond.
Okay, I don't know what's going on, but we're being pulled off. Are we back on right now? Okay, I don't understand what's going on here. Hang on a second here, friends. What's going on? Oh, okay. I don't know what that could be. Okay, well, what I'm going to do is, folks, he's saying that that was actually me that just did that. I don't know what it could be that would have did that, but I'm going to come right back to this piece. I'm going to bring you right back to this piece in just a moment here, and I want you to see the talking points again as to what he was sharing with you, as if to suggest this is what the American people want. Now, I got to check out these 15 different live feeds because guess what, friends? This is what happens when you do live radio. You've got all of these different directions you're being pulled because of the comments that people are pulling you. And when you're doing live radio, guess what? You got to kind of be tapped into what's going on. It's like the sons of Issachar who knew the times. You got to understand the culture and you got to see what's applicable to what's going on today. Well, that's what I'm doing is I'm staying on top of my game. So please be patient with me and I'm going to pull this right back. Again, and I think I got it. I hope we'll see in just a second here. Well, okay, I'm hearing somebody. I'm hearing somebody. I need you. That's you. That's not me. Okay, so I don't know where that feed is coming from, folks. If you want to call in, please do 1-866-582-9933. We're talking about the long arm and the machine at work, Gavin Newsom. Please go get Sam. 1-866-582-9933. Again, I think we're having some technical difficulties. What they are, I have no idea. But I will pull back to this even now. And again, boy, oh boy, there's a lot of stuff to be talked about here, friends, to say the least. I'm going to get back to this video. This is Gavin Newsom again.
Under the hood, tech
really. Okay, I don't know where that's coming from. I have no idea where that's coming from. We're, again, having technical difficulties. Please forgive me, friends. We're trying to figure out where this may be coming from. And I don't know. So anyways, with that said, a caller would be great right now, but we got a hard break coming up on us as well. 1-866-582-9933. I'm going to come right back to this video. I will find this fault, and hopefully we'll be able to play it. We got one more segment. 1-866-582-9933. Again, we'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Lonnie Poindexter, and I'm the host of the Lion Chaser Show on UrbanFamilyTalk.com. And when I want the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help us God, I listen to Sons of Liberty Radio with Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Okay, we'll just do this again. It happens every once in a while, folks. I'm going to go back over to Gavin Newsom. I want you to listen to what this little communist had to say. I want you to remember that 63.9% of the people you were told by the same mainstream media, right, that has a long history of covering for conspirators, in fact, Jeremiah 11:9. I want you to listen to his talking points because everything he is advocating, our American laws condemn. Our laws condemn them, okay? They want you to believe that he was reelected by the people in California that just got done recalling him. I'm going to play this out.
Joining overwhelmingly no vote tonight here in the state of California. But no is not the only thing that was expressed tonight. I want to focus on what we said yes to as a state. We said yes to science.
We said yes to science, which is the study of creation, okay? God condemns mixture of blood, Leviticus 17:11, Leviticus 19:19. Okay, put that up against John 10:10. Now listen to what he says yes to as well. The first thing he says, he shows you who he's working for. Who he's working for. Listen to this.
He said yes to vaccines.
He said yes to vaccines. That's why there's all these lawsuits coming down on Gavin Newsom and the state of California, as well as the churches winning the victories that Gavin Newsom assaulted. They won. Okay? He wants you to believe that everybody's saying yes to vaccines, which is the opposite is true. Here we go.
He said yes to ending this pandemic.
We said yes to ending this pandemic. That, folks, it was just like any other thing. Remember the war in Afghanistan? It was only supposed to last for 6 months. We're still there. Folks, there's no truth in these people. And if we don't hold them accountable, they're going to keep doing whatever you let them get away with. That's what they're doing. Okay?
We said yes to people's right to vote.
We said yes to the people's right to vote. What put you in office allegedly there, Gavin? That's ridiculous. Remember what Joseph Stalin, the Red Terror, said. Doesn't matter who does the voting. It matters who does the counting. We know that there's massive voter fraud going on in the United States of America, but he wants you to believe that that's not actually happening. He's not speaking for the people. He's speaking for those that control him. Okay? He sold his soul. You must understand that.
Now, fear of fake fraud.
Fake fraud. Did you see that Facebook just this last week, friends, came out and basically said our fact checkers are mere opinion? Of course they are. Notice we didn't have any fact checkers, friends, before they started to promulgate all this false narrative. Okay? Notice all the censorship going on in America today. Because if all the censorship didn't take place, I guarantee even the small number of people that had been guinea pigs to this experimental jab, I guarantee it would have been nothing to nil, and it would have been stopped in its tracks, just like it was 10 years ago. Okay? So everything that this guy is saying to you is not true.
You said yes to women's fundamental.
Okay, so I want you to keep this in mind. We said yes to vaccines, forced mandates concerning masks, and they're trying to corral you into forcibly taking a vaccine. Okay? The right to choose doesn't apply to you, but it applies to those that choose to kill the fruit in their womb that they will answer for on Judgment Day. Revelation 21, verse 8. Notice the hypocrisy at every given step. We said yes to a woman having a right to kill her fruit, the fruit of her womb. She goes out, fornicates, commits adultery, or she's impregnated, and she just wants to kill the fruit of her womb, and he wants you to rejoice over the fact that she can go ahead and do that at will. But again, that doesn't apply to those, according to their narrative, that doesn't apply to those that say no to these experimental jabs. Do you see the hypocrisy going on here? The people that are selling you are doing this for your safety, just like the SS and the Third Reich did under Adolf Hitler. They're doing it today. That's why they're comparing Fauci to that of Mengele, the angel of death, and they're right on smack. This is happening in the face of the people. These people that are selling to you for your safety, don't forget, are also the ones advocating the murder of babies in the womb, and it's against the law.
Constitutional right to decide for yourself.
There is no constitutional right. Folks, I could take Gavin Newsom to school 14 different ways. There is no constitutional right to violate law because God never gave us the right to break the law. Liberty is the right to do what the law permits, said Charles D. Montesquieu, William Blackstone, and that of John Locke. He's not speaking from what American law teaches, okay? He is a full-fledged communist speaking forth talking points that would come from a communist, suggesting to us this is what the people in California want. Not at all. Not at all. Folks, is anybody paying attention to all these little groups in California popping up all over the place? Remember how I started the show off during the first hour and I told you the more they afflict us, the more we multiply? That's exactly what's happening. Let their cruelty swell our ranks. That's what's happening. But what they're trying to do is cast it into your teeth as if to suggest, no matter what you do, it doesn't matter anyways. Oh, it does. And again, I'm telling you what's going on here, friends, is the hand of God. And it's a judgment upon the people of America for tolerating what God commands you to lawfully deal with. 1-866-582-9933. I'm waiting for someone to contend. I'm not waiting for more of your comments. I'm waiting for someone to contend. Jude 3 and 4. Let's go on here.
What she does, her body, her faith, her future. We said yes to diversity.
We said yes to sodomy, homosexuality, and to transgenderism. We said yes to gay marriage, which has never been in the history of mankind. What he is saying is we're trying to create a world without God, and we want you to join our ranks. Though history teaches us every step of the way, those that spit against heaven will surely fall on their backs. They want to repeat history all over again, America. They want you to be a part of that plan. It's a covenant of death, and it's a covenant of hell, which will once again be disannulled. Mark his words. Mark the Lord's words. The Bible is no mere book. It's a living creature that power, it's a living creature that opposes all, it conquers all that would oppose it. It conquers all that would oppose the Word of God. That living creature. Napoleon said that, friends. This fool right here would do himself well to learn from another dictator, wannabe.
He said yes to inclusion.
Inclusion. No. Folks, the only ones advocating for inclusion, diversity, homosexuality, sodomy, it's a felony in every state in our country. This is all coming from what starts at the top, what's tolerated at the top. When the people don't tolerate crimes at the top, it's not going to come to the bottom. But he wants you to believe that everybody in California is all about it. No. They're not.
Humble and grateful to the millions and millions of Californians that exercise their fundamental rights.
Yeah, their fundamental. Hey, folks, fundamental rights. It only applies when the bad guys give the impression to deceive the masses that they won. Don't believe it for one moment. He's there by fraud once again. He's installed once again.
And express themselves so overwhelmingly by rejecting the division.
Rejecting the division. Guess what? Jesus doesn't come to bring peace. He comes to bring a sword. If you want peace, you better understand spiritually, friends, there's first a warfare. Read Matthew 10:34. Listen to this. All of this division. Who creates division more than those that are trying to establish that works against American law and in the end enslaves the people? He is, this little communist.
By rejecting the citizen.
He's a communist.
So much of the negativity.
Negativity to them is the truth that exposes them for their crimes. Romans 3:20.
In this country over the course of so many years.
Yeah.
And I think about...
Look at him.
In the last
disingenuous criminal.
Days, former president put out saying this election was rigged.
Of course it was rigged.
Democracy is not a football.
Hey, folks, here's another one for you. We're not a democracy. We're a constitutional republic, Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution. This is what I'm talking about. He's talking about our democracy. We are not a democracy. We never have been. See, if people know everything he says has been a lie, according to American government, and the Californians know it.
You don't throw it around.
Yeah.
It's more like a, I don't know,
look at him.
Face.
He's just looking for words. He doesn't have a teleprompter. He's just doing what he's told.
And that's what we're capable of doing.
Yeah.
Stand up.
Oh, yeah, man. We have to stand up against those people that are for American law that keeps us free. That's what he wants you to believe. Look at this devious, disingenuous criminal. He's a communist. What do you want to define a communist, friends? Because here it is.
Tonight, I'm humbled.
Yeah, you're humbled.
Grateful.
Yeah.
But resolved.
But resolved.
Spirit.
Oh, yeah.
My political hero.
Yeah.
Robert Kennedy.
He has the audacity to call out Robert Kennedy, who would have condemned him every step of the way. We should get his son on the phone or on Zoom here to express for himself exactly what's going on, because that is the furthest thing from the truth. That's like Black Lives Matter sitting there calling Martin Luther King Jr. a hero. Martin would have condemned them to no end. Love you by what we do. Talk to you in a day in 23. See ya.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.